This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We did it again. We've made it to Friday, Marty, and... and it's still unscripted. We may get to a team of the day again at some point. I feel like earlier in the week, though, like dumping on the Boston Bruins was exhausting.
It was the team of the week.
So I'm having a tough time getting back in the groove. How are you?
This is a special Friday because we could be about as far away from each other as we've ever been. I am now in Massachusetts, which is pretty far on the East Coast, and you're out west. You. So I know I'm just letting people know where that could be on the map. And you're out west. So we could be as far away from each other as we've ever been for a Sabres live show.
Fingers crossed for Wi-Fi then, my friend.
I'm hoping my air conditioning stayed in the car here because I just opened the door a minute ago and it's like 95 degrees out here. I know. Let's not complain about the heat. It's nice. We get some hot, but it's been hot anywhere in the Northeast, and so hopefully you get your nice California weather going on.
Oh, it's been great. It's actually been incredibly calm. I mean, it's basically 75 to 80 every day. No humidity. I was hoping it would be a little hotter, quite frankly, but no, it's been good.
Got to spend like the afternoon in a hockey rink yesterday. I was telling you on the show that I was going to the Mitch Korn camp speaking with the kids. So that was nice because it was probably one of the hottest days of the summer yesterday and just hits you when you go outside. But I was at the Lugport rink. Got to speak with the kids. It was great to see Mitch again. He talks about Dominik Hasek and what it was like when Dom first got to Buffalo and how he was unique. There was talent there. He said this analogy about Dominik Hasek. He goes, you know, most goalies in the National Hockey League are like 1,000 pieces jigsaw puzzle, right? And they all have really, really good pieces, but sometimes you got to put them all together. Dom had about 2,000 pieces and they were all scattered. So he's like, our job and his job and, you know, the job of the Sabres and you know, and Jeremy Ian and when, you know, they saw Dom was to know that those pieces were going to come together and come together in such a beautiful way. But he said, you know, that's what Dom was. It was 2,000 jigsaw puzzle pieces, not just 1,000. And Dom was able to put it all together, and Mitch was a big part of that. And it was really cool to hear him talk about how he had the approach with a guy like Dominik Hasek.
I'm really curious when it comes to out of this world superstar players. How much can anyone actually help them? And how much of it is just them?
I think he mentioned something about that too. And he said there's two qualities that he sees in all superstar athletes, mm-hmm. right? One is their competitive level. Like Dom sometimes didn't let a single player score in a practice, an hour mm-hmm. practice, and nobody scored a goal, right? Or if you beat them and you celebrated, he would say, you're staying on the ice after practice and you're going to take 50 more shots and I'm not going to let you score. So that was that. And the other one is like loving the game. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of players in the NHL, especially, they love being NHL hockey player. They love that they, you know, they're making great money, whatever. But do they love the game enough to say, I'm going to take it to another level? You see that in the superstars. They love the game. Now, I'm not saying they have to watch hockey every night. That's right. Not like I was a guy that watched hockey every night, but you have to love the game so much so that you're willing off season, in season, practice day, meetings to say you're always going to give 100%. You're going to be committed to it. And that is a big, big quality of superstars, right? That it is, you know, Wayne Gretzky or Dominic Hasek or Alexander Mogilny, whatever. Like, you come from different areas. They all compete and they all love the game.
Birthday for one of the top goalies, future Hall of Famer, Andrei Vasilevsky is 31 today.
Talk about a guy that loves the game. Like, yeah. He wants to play all the time. And mm-hmm. and John Cooper and Andrei Vasilevsky have such a relationship in Tampa that Coop won't pull him in games. Like, right. It's very rare that he's going to pull it, that he pulls
him. He did against Buffalo, though, this year.
He did against Buffalo this year. You're right. But it's rare that Coop is going to pull Vassie because Vassie wants to stay in there. Even in adversity, he wants to find a way out. He loves the game. And you know, I remember seeing Andrei Vasilevsky practice in the Stanley Cup final in 2015 between Chicago and Tampa. Ben Bishop was the starter with Tampa, and Bishop was dealing with an injury, lower body injury, and we weren't sure who was going to be playing or not. And I watched Vasilevsky practice day after day after day because I was there for the whole time. And man, was I impressed. And we're talking about 10 years ago, and he's still – I watched practice last year, and he was the game that Jonas Johansson played. He was an another level of practice habits that was incredible.
Of course, the game he got pulled, the Lightning came back to win. if I'm remembering this correctly, 6-5.
That was not one of our games, right? That was the game in Tampa.
No, you're probably right on that one, actually. But I think the Sabres still might have won the season series. Anyway,
yeah.
I'm going to guess that maybe in late August we'll get to Tampa as team of the day, so we'll provide clarity on the season series at that point in time. Vasilevsky, there's no question in your mind he's bound for the Hall, right?
He will be in the Hall of Fame in first year of eligibility. Right. I have no idea why Carey Price didn't go in his first year of eligibility, but I think that those type of goalies, the Lundqvist, the Price, the Vasilevsky, like, they should be in first year.
Vassy is in another world for me compared to Price.
With the cups and everything, yes.
Just longer-term consistency. But here's the thing that we have to keep in mind, and maybe it ends up helping Tampa, or maybe it's completely irrelevant. Vasilevsky won't get to play in the Olympics.
No.
But the other best goalies in the world will be there for their respective countries. So
there's a lot of Russian goalies that won't get to play in the Olympics.
I know.
And you know, there's a lot of really good Russian goalies, the Bobrovskis, the Shesterkins, the Sorokins. There's a lot of those Russian goalies in the National Hockey League that will have a 2-week break.
It's time in history for Russian goalies this past decade, but specifically now. Yeah. There's never been this many elite all from Russia at the same time.
I was talking to So Nick Velardo is a local goalie in Buffalo. He does some goaltending teaching around, you know, Buffalo, and he's played in Russia. And I just talked to him on Wednesday, and we're talking about the flexibility that the Russian goaltenders, and he said, look, they have this gymnast mindset, right? Like how gymnasts, when they're young, they basically put them against the wall and they push them, right? So that they do their splits, and they can, that's what they do with hockey players and mostly goalies as well. Mm-hmm. They train them in a different way. Like for me, I think that's over the line a little bit. Like that, you know, you got kids in tears because you're pushing them against the walls or on them to be able to stretch and all of it. But that's a little bit of a Russian gymnast kind of mentality. But all those goalies you're talking about, they're all extremely flexible, all extremely athletic. Like there was that video of Sergei Bobrovsky when he and Panarin left Columbus and they went to Florida. They were on the yacht and Bobrovsky kicked his leg up in the air and put his foot against the ceiling. That's how flexible he was. I can barely do it with my arm. He did it with his legs. You know, that's how flexible he was.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he's not the only one with a birthday today.
Oh, who else?
If I was to ask you who's been one of my favorite Sabres over the last 10 years, like nondescript, low scoring, like who was a guy that I always loved when he was on the Sabres?
Rasmus Asplund.
Oh, very close. Swedish, but no.
Yeah, and I know you were
Laces.
Gonna say
Laces.
Oh yes, Angry Larry.
Angry Larry, Johan yes. Larson is 33 yes. today. He's been
Angry
back.
Angry Larry.
He's been back in the homeland for 3 years. If Hockey DB is correct, he won a title 2 seasons ago. He's been obviously far more prolific offensively in the Swedish Hockey League. You would have stumped me. I would have lost the farm, Marty, if you had presented this question. How many 20-point seasons did Johan Larson have in his NHL career?
Okay, I'm going to say 6.
0.
No way.
Dude, my head is in the clouds today. Maybe my research is not accurate. I stared at the screen for half an hour today going, this is not possible. This is not possible. This is not possible. And unless somebody can prove otherwise. Do you know what his final game was with Buffalo?
His final game was 3 years ago.
No. More.
Much more?
Oh, yeah. Played with Arizona and Washington before leaving the NHL.
So was that pre-COVID?
It was the game that led us to COVID. The shootout win.
The shootout win
against the Washington Capitals. First week of March, yeah. Yeah. Larry was
dashed. It has been that long?
Larry had a first period slashing penalty and was dashed 2 in a 3-2 win. However, this is amazing. His final goal as a Sabre came a month earlier against Toronto. And you know how much I love that. It came in a win on home ice against Toronto. And tying it in with that trivia question that we can't believe, with 0 20-point seasons in his career, do you know the pace at which Johan Larson scored against the Toronto Maple Leafs in his career?
Well, okay, so I'm going to say it can't be a point a game.
No.
So I will say a half a point a game.
Over. He produced at a 50-point season clip in his career against Toronto. And I was like, there's always got to be a reason why I love players. And much like that's Ryan Miller and Craig Anderson, it was because of how they played against Toronto.
So this is kind of maybe the, like, we all know the last 14 years have been tough in Buffalo, and you know, Zemgus Girgensons was maybe a poster boy for that, right?
And tell me you didn't just say that. Do you know how this conversation started? With Vasilevsky?
Yeah, and Berthes.
Remember where Vasilevsky was drafted?
He was a
drafted
first-rounder.
19th. Yes. He was drafted 19th in 2012, right after Buffalo took Grigorenko and Girgensons. Now, the Sabres the Sabres took Linus Ullmark in the sixth round that year.
Yeah, it's a good pick. It's a really good pick. And it's easy to go back and say, especially with goal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Please, right? Like Henrik Lundqvist was a fifth or sixth rounder, and there's many of those stories, especially with goaltenders. So Andrei Vasilevsky, I mean, the Sabres had Zemgus and Mikhail Grigorenko. That, I mean, seriously, that's wow. But you know, when we talk about Angry Larry, Johan Larson, I feel like the fans enjoyed watching Larson to a certain extent. He didn't back
except
down.
Except when he faced off against McDavid.
That was an awful Dan Bylsma situation where you have a photo op, Jack Eichel, Connor McDavid, 1-2 in the draft, and no. We are going to have Larson against McDavid, and that's what he started the game with for the photo op. It was a bad Dan Bylsma moment. But, like, Larson and Zemgus to a certain extent, people were like, okay, we're going to cheer for those guys because we know that they're not going to be the guys that are going to get the Sabres to the playoffs because they're not going to score 40 goals. They're not going to have 80 points, and they're not going to be the number one goaltender. But in their roles, blocking shots, finishing checks, killing penalties, being a little bit more harder to play against, I think that was the expectations. And fans could enjoy at least that part of it. But again, if you're not making the playoffs and if your teams are not doing well, you're going to gravitate towards those guys a little bit more than the guys that are supposed to be performing because you're disappointed in their performances.
Who won the cup this year?
This year, the Florida Panthers. I'm like, wait a second. Is that a trick question?
It is a trick question. No. But who was on their fourth line?
This year, you had...
guys like Nosek, Gadjevich, right?
But that's, Gadjevich had not, a great...
nobody's going to care. Like, this is to your point.
And the year before was Steven Lawrence and Kyle Poso when he got there. And but they get, those were the guys.
And depending on your... As you say, team success, you're either revered, you walk together forever with the top liners and the top D and the ace goaltender, or you're just part of the NHL, which, you know what? That's pretty damn good.
And so Pittsburgh wins the cup in 2009, right? And who scored the two goals in the final game? Max Talbot.
Yeah.
People are going to say, man, there was Crosby and Malkin and Marc-Andre Fleury and Chris Letang and all of it. But like a guy like Max Talbot was one of the most popular Penguins at that time, mm-hmm. because he who cares if he scored two goals? Who cares if he had points? He had hits. He blocked shots. Gregory Campbell with Boston. He blocked so many shots that he would crawl to the bench. Hey, teams gravitate, fans gravitate towards those guys, especially if you have a winning team, because they're fun to watch. They're fun to cheer for.
There's another former Sabre has a birthday today, and he's one that I actually thought would have ended up having a little more success. Great guy, though. Corey Trapp, 36.
Oh, yeah. When you say, like, former Sabres, and I think you're going to go, like, in the Jacob Josephsons and those, like, obscure names of former Sabres.
Oh, well, since we're talking about, and we have talked about this many times, because we'll never forget COVID and where we were in the moments leading up to it. In that, what turned out to be Johan Larsson's final game, do you remember who scored the shootout winner in his final game in a very brief cameo for Buffalo?
Wayne Simmons. Because he was there for
Dominic,
that.
Dominic Cahoon.
Ah, Dominic Cahoon, you're right. But wasn't Wayne Simmons there because he got traded at the deadline, stayed here
It was
for
his
a
only win
bit.
As a Sabre, I think.
Yeah.
Was that game.
Potentially. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Wayne Simmons tells a not so funny story, but he goes, I got traded to Buffalo. We went on the road right away. We're flying back right to the airport, and all of a sudden I get our at the time, what was his name? He was the travel coordinator, but he walked up the back of the plane, and he goes, Simmer, so your car got broken into? So don't panic when you get to the his car got broken into at the airport. And he's like, I've just been here like for 3 days and I've already got, and then COVID happened and that was the end of the year.
We shared something on that road trip.
We shared a floatable device in the Lazy River.
Lazy River in Arizona, baby. Yes. On a game day.
Yes. I was worried we were going to be burnt when we got onto the broadcast, but we managed to apply enough sunscreen. But yes, that was the Lazy River trip. It may have been the year before that. We went to San Jose, had some nice rooftop pool time in San Jose as well. So yeah, I like being at home. I love that we don't have to go on the road all the time, but the 5 or 6 games we go on the road for, we make the best out of it.
Nikita Novikov, happy birthday. 22nd for him after 2 years with the Amerks. A third season coming up. There's been turnover with Rochester, of course. Komarov gets more of the attention down there. There's no question. I am still very curious to see where it goes for Novikov. I think he's,
it's intriguing.
Yeah, yeah.
When I think of Novikov, big, can provide a little bit of offense, can have a physical presence on the back end. You got Sevi Komarov, you got Novikov, you got a couple of Russians defensemen there that could have an impact for the Sabres. And then that doesn't even include like the Ryan Johnson and the Radim Mirka that they drafted now in the first round. There's some really good young defense prospects. It will be interesting because if those guys end up continuing to develop and can somehow gain a couple of roster spots moving forward, that gives you a little bit of flexibility on the back end. That gives you a little bit of, okay, where do we go now? But they're also different. Those defensemen, like Ryan Johnson is not Sevi Komarov, it's not Novikov. They're different in the way that they play. So I really am intrigued by the big Russian machine that is Novikov and happy 22nd. He's so young. Like he could be, what if he played another couple of years in the American League and then was 25 in the NHL? That's not a problem. Like continue to get better so that you can have a role with the Sabres maybe in 3 years.
Chris Baker's going to join us on Monday, actually. We'll probably dive a little deeper into just how the Amerks look. Obviously, an awful lot of familiar faces based on the young star power up front. Yeah. So that's going to be a ton of weight on their shoulders. But we just mentioned most of the defense corps. You factor in that Zach Metsa has himself a real NHL, AHL contract now. So the incentive for him to just, you know, continue pushing forward. You got Rathbone back. He'll take on, you know, a continued prominent role with the group. So, and as we've talked about often, goaltending, for many reasons, is going to be fascinating to watch. How much does Devin, if Devin is there, obviously gets the bulk of the workload, but, you know, you've got Laninen coming over to North America for the first time, and, you know, how much can he carve out as far as playing time?
I don't know how many fans got to see development camp and paid attention to the goalies, but Tobias Laninen, he is a monster of a goalie size-wise. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so evident, the difference in size. And not only in size, a lot of those big goalies, when they're younger, they have no idea how to maximize net coverage with their equipment because, you know, you're growing and you don't have the pants that really are filling the net. And I don't want to say cheat, but we all try to maximize the area of coverage. That's part of being a goalie. And Tobias Laninen was so big. Like, that was so evident. He looked like a big NHL goaltender. And obviously, first year pro in North America this year coming up, it will be interesting to see how he does. But there's another intriguing part of the prospect pool, because the size is there. And I'm not one that focuses on size so much when it comes to goaltender. You're going to have Tobias Laninen and maybe with Devin Levi. There's going to be like almost 5 or 6 inches difference between the two of them. And you'll see the size difference. They have different qualities as goaltenders. But when you see the sheer size of that goalie, it's very much intriguing.
So again, Chris Baker from Sabre Prospects will join us on Monday. Do you have anything else, or are we going to have to turn our attention to Calgary when we come back?
We'll turn the attention to Calgary when we come back, but I'll tell you this. I totally forgot until I walked. So I'm in Northampton, Massachusetts. My daughter has a horse show, and this is one of the best, like, Morgan horse shows in the East Coast. And so a couple of days ago, well, 3 days ago now, on July 22nd, 2009, that was, I signed a one-year deal with the New York Islanders. I had been, for 3 weeks, I was a free agent. Like, it was a long 3 weeks. But the day I signed my contract, I was actually in this same location. The New York Islanders faxed my contract to the horse show office. And I went to the horse show office. I'm like, do you guys have papers for me? They're like, yeah. I signed it right then, and I put it back in the fax machine so they would get it. Like, this is the exact location I signed this one-year deal with the New York Islanders. I don't know that there's a lot of people that can say, oh, yeah, we were at a horse show, and all of a sudden these papers, National Hockey League standard player contract, kept coming through for somebody to sign.
There have been some failed fax machine moments in NHL contract history, but no need to worry about that with the Islanders and Max Siplikoff. They avoid arbitration, 2 years, $2.25 million. That's a very, very low deal for a player who obviously has some offensive upside and maybe even shows more of that this year based on the fact that they have added some offensive pieces, have the Islanders. And then lastly, before we break, quickly on Jackson Blake and Carolina's 8-year commitment to him after a mid-30s point total in his rookie season. He gets 8 years at 5.6 per.
That's a little expensive, but talk to me in 3 or 4 years from now, because saw Jackson Blake kind of get elevated in the lineup a few times this year. It's funny, he's playing first line, and then all of a sudden, he's playing fourth line. Like, there was either everything or nothing. But I do feel that Eric Tolsky, the GM in Carolina, Rod Brind'Amour, they see Jackson Blake as a top six. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to get 50 points, 60 points out of Jackson Blake at some point in his eight-year deal, and he's making, you know, a little over $5 million, that could be the way Carolina is going to continue managing their assets and their cap. We've seen a few longer-term contracts at the lower numbers, maybe just because players want to take the term and be secured in that way. I was very surprised on the eight-year deal. I'm not surprised on the money because I think there's a very good upside to Jackson Blake, but it's still a bit of a gamble for Carolina.
It's closer to $6 million than it is to $5 million on an annual basis.
Yeah,
so I think it's a lot. But anyway, they you know, when you look at Carolina and their commitments, they could look very similar for an awful lot of years. That is without question the way it had been built previously, but certainly under Tulsky as well. As you know, when you think of Stankoven and obviously Jarvis last summer and
Ehlers.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean,
Ehlers and now Jackson Blake. And you think that Aho and Svechnikov are going to be a part of this for a long time as well. So
Svechnikov will be the next tricky one for them, I think.
Yes.
You know, just in how does it all fit? And, you know, do they see? Anyway, let's say that Carolina's close. Like, they might even be up next week.
But they
really
were supposed
early.
To be today, but they've been pushed to probably Tuesday.
Yes. Yes. Well, tip of the cap to longtime Sabres videographer Sam Korotkin, because when I prompted you with spontaneous Sabres birthday trivia, Sammy said he was screaming Johan Larsson long before you even said Asplund. So,
well,
Sammy knows
favorite,
me well.
I should have known
read.
Angry Larry was your favorite, but I think Asplund was also one of the top five in your group.
I'm partial to Swedes, if you didn't know.
And plus, we got to meet Mr. Asplund a few times, right? So that was funny, too.
Absolutely. Sabres Fan Fest, it's coming up. And in fact, the pace which we're navigating this show, we might be at Fan Fest by the time this show comes to an end. It's presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. It's returning to Ticketmaster Alumni Plaza. Saturday, September 13th. You know all about it. This has been an annual event. There's so much going on, including the Hockey Fest Street Hockey Tournament. Just head to sabres.com/fanfest to learn more. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
a monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.